Administrative Assistant Sue, please call the roll.
Senator Bracey?
Here.
Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Bean?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Brandis? Senator Grimsley?
Here.
Senator Rissan?
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please note Senator Brandis is excused from today's meeting. Appearance cards, anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Please turn off or mute cell phones. Members may refer to Senate Leges session organizer to review presentation materials. We will start with SB 484 on sentencing by Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley, there is one strike all amendment and one amendment to the amendment. Senator Bradley, do you want to take up the strike all amendment?
If we could take up the strike all, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
The strike all authorizes a court to sentence an offender to county jail for up to 24 months. If the score sheet shows that the total sentence points is between 44 and 60 points, the primary offense is not a forcible felony, and the primary offense is not subject to a minimum mandatory sentence of more than 24 months. Senators, this is a discussion that we've had for several years about trying to relieve some of the pressure on the Department of Corrections. They have about 100,000 inmates. And one of the things that this committee and other committees have heard is the fact that they're under a lot of pressure. So what this would do is remove a certain number of the prisoners that currently are sentenced to state prison and have them continue to stay locally in county jail. And that cohort would be those that are sentenced to between 12 and 24 months. Because currently, if you're sentenced to more than just a day, more than 12 months, then you go to state prison. This would take that 12-month and a day ceiling and raise it to 24 months. I've visited with sheriffs across the state about this at various times. I have 11 sheriffs in my district. And each county is different. Some counties have jails where there's capacity. Some counties have jails where there's not capacity. Some counties would welcome the opportunity to accept some state inmates as long as there was a per diem per inmate paid from the state to the county sheriff's office and the county government in exchange for handling those inmates. The bill contemplates that the Department of Corrections would enter into a contract with whatever of the 67, all or a couple, enter in a contract to accept the inmates pursuant to the guidelines I expressed earlier, and they would be paid a per diem. The amount of that per diem would be negotiated between the department and the respective counties, and there would be a cap of $60 per inmate. So that is the strike all amendment.
Okay, thank you for explaining amendment barcode 424720. Do you want to take up the amendment to the amendment barcode 857760?
Yes, please. This is a technical amendment that corrects cross-referencing error in the previous barcode that I explained.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, members? Any questions? Appearance cards to speak on the amendment? No? Debate. Senator Bradley, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Well, are we on 857760?
Yes.
That's the technical amendment.
Okay. So without objection, so that amendment adopted.
Thank
you. We're now back on the strike all amendment.
With regard to 424720, which has now been amended, I would simply ask members your favorable support. I think this has a lot of positive effects on our system, potentially, including making sure that individuals who don't commit forcible felonies are able to serve their sentences close to their support systems, so that if there's a chance for rehabilitation, they're not halfway across the state in a facility away from their community. Of course, I think it assists our friends at the Department of Corrections in taking some pressure off of them.
Thank you. We're going to back up a little bit. I didn't allow for questions. Anyone had questions about the amendment now that it has the subsequent amendment added to it? Any questions? Senator Baxley.
I believe you already answered this, but I was just trying to clarify that this is voluntary agreement between the counties and the department. Is either forced into making the agreement, or is that is this permissive and mutually beneficial? They can agree to do so. Am I understanding that right?
If a county does not want to enter into such an agreement, they do not have to enter into the agreement.
Further questions? Okay, we will move to appearance cards on the amendment. Barney Bishop. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, on the bill. I got it. Okay. Debate. Okay, Senator Bradley already closed. We are now on the bill as amended. Oh, sorry. So the amendment adopted. We are now on the bill as amended. We have Barney Bishop. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Barney Bishop with Florida Smart Justice Alliance. We like this bill so long now that we understand that it's going to be optional between the sheriff and the Florida Department of Corrections, and not mandatory that if the sheriff requests it, the Department of Corrections has to transfer the inmate. Then we think this is a very good bill, and we support it. And thank you very much, Chairman Bradley. Thank you.
Thank you. Greg Newburn from Families Against Mandatory Minimums. Waiving support. Thank you. Stacy Scott, Public Defenders. Waiving support. Thank you very much. Debate members. Senator Bradley, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close.
Sue, please call the roll on final passage of CS for SB 484.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis? Senator Grimsley? Senator Rison?
Yes.
Senator Baxley? Chair Bracey?
Yes. By your vote, show CS for SB 484 is reported favorably. Okay. Yes. Senator Baxley.
It's kind of after the fact, but I really would like to know from corrections if there's a cash flow problem for them with this, or if it's a help. And it sounds good. It really does, but we want to look at all factors.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Let me be clear. It is there is not an expectation for the Department of Corrections, if this were to become law, to finance it out of its existing budget. It would have to be financed. And it will cost money. It will be the per diem for a prisoner in the state of Florida and the state correctional system is less. It was 20 when I was chairman of that committee. It's somewhere around there, I think. So it would probably, this would be $30-$40 a head. It's going to be more expensive. But the public policy benefits, I would respectfully suggest, are worth. There's the balances that we make, and if this does become law, it's certainly something that I would like to see us pursue. I know some of our friends in the House have shown an interest in it as well. And the fact of the matter is we are spending a lot of money on a lot of facilities in FDC. A lot of monies are spent in that area beyond just our per diem cost, you know, how many prisoners do you have times whatever the per diem number is. And I think you'll see some savings in those areas if we can start attacking the prison population and reducing it.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Okay, we are going to move to SB 602. I am going to temporarily postpone that. And with that, we're going to move on to tab 3, SPB 7000. SP 0000 criminal justice relating to open government sunset review. I recognize Lauren Jones to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Staff was asked to review these two exemptions that are before the committee today. The first exemption is in section 943.0583. This section allows victims of human trafficking to petition the court to expunge any criminal history records that occurred during their time that they were part of a human trafficking scheme. Any criminal record, history record that is expunged by the court is currently confidential and exempt under Chapter 119. Currently, FDLE has a total of 33 orders for expunction have been processed by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. We reached out to attempt to ascertain if any victims of human trafficking were experiencing any hurdles in this petition process that's currently allowed under 943.0583. The Florida clerks and comptrollers and the Florida Prosecuting Association were unaware of any current issues. The bill before us today removes the schedule sunset and repeal of the exemption.
Thank you. Any questions on the proposed bill? Appearance cards. Barney Bishop from Florida Smart Justice Alliance.
Mr. Chairman, Smart Justice waves in support of this.
Thank you. Debate members. Senator Roussan moves that SPB 7000 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objection, Sue, please call the roll on final passage of SPB 7000.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandes? Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Chair Bracey?
Yes. By your vote, show SPB 7000 is favorably reported as a committee bill. And now we will move to SPB 7002. I recognize Mike Erickson to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill removes the scheduled sunset repeal of an exemption, which was created in 2014, that authorizes a duly constituted criminal justice commission to close a portion of its meeting to discuss active criminal intelligence information and or active criminal investigation information. This information is currently exempt public records information. The commission has to publicly disclose that it discussed such information at the closed portion of its meeting. We were able to identify only two current duly constituted criminal justice commissions in Palm Beach and Miami-Dade counties.
Thank you. Questions of the proposed bill? Appearance cards? Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance.
Mr. Chairman, Smart Justice waves in support of this good bill.
Thank you. Debate members. Senator Baxley moves that SPB 7002 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objection, Sue, please call the roll on the final passage of SPB 7002.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandes? Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Baxley? Chair Bracey?
Yes. By your vote, show SPB 7002 be favorably reported as a committee bill. Members, that is all we have. Any closing remarks from anyone? All right. Hearing no further business. I'm sorry. Who had a comment?
I'd like to be shown voting in the affirmative on Senate Bill 484.
Thank you. We also had two sunset reviews. I think you want to be shown favorable on those two? Oh, she did. Sorry, I missed that. All right. Any other business? Hearing no further business, Senator Bradley moves we rise. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.